Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 2, A Grafted Life. Related Verses, Romans 11, verses 17 to 24. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches, but if you boast, remember that it is not you who bear the root, but the root you. You will say then, branches were broken off, so that I might be grafted in. Rightly said, they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be high-minded, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Behold, then, the kindness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity. But on you, the kindness of God, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 6, verse 14. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Related Reading. In order for one kind of life to be grafted to another, the two lives must be very similar. For example, it is not possible to graft a branch from a banana tree to a peach tree. However, it is possible to graft some branches from a poor peach tree to a healthy, productive peach tree, for the lives of these two trees are very close to each other. We may apply this principle to the dispensing of the divine life into man. Because our human life was made in the image of God and according to the likeness of God, it can be joined to the divine life. Although our human life is not the divine life, it resembles the divine life. Therefore, these lives can easily be grafted together and then grow together organically. The life of the poor tree does not disappear. Rather, it grows together as one unit, along with the life of the rich, sweet tree. This is not an exchanged life, but a grafted life. In the matter of grafting, there are two main aspects, cutting and joining, or uniting. Without the cutting, there cannot be any grafting. If the branch from one tree is to be grafted into another tree, the branch must first be cut. After the cutting occurs, the joining, or union, takes place. This union is organic. Therefore, in grafting, we have the cutting, the joining, and the organic union. The cutting corresponds to the death of Christ, and the uniting to the resurrection of Christ. In the death of Christ, our old life was cut off, and in Christ's resurrection, we were united to him for further growth. The experience of the death of Christ causes us to die to the law, whereas resurrection enables us to live to God. Only by being grafted into Christ can we be one with him in his death and resurrection. In ourselves, it is not possible for us to die to law or live to God. However, when the preciousness of the Lord Jesus was infused into us, and we began to appreciate him, we were grafted into him. On the one hand, we were cut. On the other hand, we were joined to Christ in his resurrection life. After this union took place, we were organically united with Christ. Now we should simply live in this organic union. On the negative side, we have been cut in Christ's death. On the positive side, we have been united to Christ in his resurrection. In this cutting, we died not only to the law, but to everything other than God. According to Galatians 6, we are dead to the world, particularly to the religious world, through the crucifixion of Christ. By the all-inclusive cutting of Christ's all-inclusive death on the cross, we are dead to everything other than God. Because we have been grafted into Christ, his experience has become our history. When he died on the cross, we died in him. When he was crucified, we were cut off from the wild olive tree. This means that we were cut off from the self, the flesh, the world, religion, and the law with its ordinances. Furthermore, because we have been grafted into Christ, his resurrection has also become our history. Therefore, we can strongly declare that with Christ, we have been crucified, buried, and resurrected. What a wonderful history we have. Having been cut off from everything other than God, we are dead to religion, including Judaism, Catholicism, and Protestantism. One aspect of our history includes the crucifixion by which we have been cut off from everything other than God. But the other aspect of this history includes the resurrection, in which we have been united to the triune God. In this union, we are absolutely one with the triune God. It is crucial that we all see this vision. If we see the vision of this organic union, our living will be changed. We will realize that we have been cut off from the old source and united to the living one.